Karabos Yehopal is good. Today's daf is Kedushin after Lamed Ches. We're here about four lines up. Bishlama on Lamed Zion Amed Beis. If you remember yesterday, we had a pasuk. We had a machlokes about a pasuk. Pasuk told us by Chodosh. Pasuk says Chukas Olam Zedorzechem Bchom Moshe Vosechem. Bchom Moshe Vosechem. Right, Moshav, wherever you live, wherever you dwell. And we had machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Lazer. Right, what that means, Rabbi Shmuel, who's our Tanakama in the Mishnah, held that what the B'chol Moshe Vosechem means, that it means that when you get to Eretz Yisrael, right, so that's after Yeshiva, and after it was settled, and it was distributed by Yehoshua, right, that's when Chadash applies, and it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar holds that B'chol Moshe Vosechem means when you get to Eretz Yisrael, it applies everywhere, in the entire world. In the entire world, so the Gemara asks like this: Bishlamu lamadam or Moshe b'chol makom shata yoshev mashma. According to the one who says that, according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that b'chol Moshe vosechem means everywhere you live. Hani dichtiv. So the pasuk says, "Vayuchluva me'avur ha'aretz mimacharaz ha'pesach." That's why it says that they ate from the land of Eretz Israel right after the Pesach mimacharaz ha'pesach of ma'akara lo achol. Meaning that's only after they went in to Eretz Yisrael on the 16th of Nisan, which was after they brought the Korban Omer, i.e. after all the Chodesh, it was allowed. Alma, apparently, what do you mean? What do you see? That Karav Omer v'hadar ochel. They brought the Korban Omer and then they ate from all the new grain. El lamad amar lacha Yerusha v'yeshiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says it's after Yerusha and Yeshiva, that after they disseminated the land, they conquered it and they set it up. Well, that took 14 years. So they should have been able to eat the new grain right away. Why did they wait until after Pesach, until after the first day of Pesach on the 16th of Nisan? So of course it's law of Tzuchi, because according to that opinion, they didn't actually need the tefu of Eretz Yisrael, because the chetiv pasuk says, "V'nei Yisrael achulu samana barim shav bo'am el eretz noshaves." Right, samana achulu ad bo'am el kaze eretz kanan. Right, that they eat the man right up until the point. So, if shalom, it's impossible to say ad bo'am el eretz noshaves. Right, shekvar nemar el kaze eretz kanan. The Gemara just points out that pasuk is contradictory, meaning, because what does it mean? It says that they ate the man until they came to eretz moshaves, until inhabited dwelled in land. Right, and then it says that they ate the man until the say Eretz Canaan, until the border of Eretz Canaan. So how does that work? If you have Shalom or the Eretz Canaan, right, Asher Kfarnim or Abu Amelos and the Shabbos. So those two are contradictory. So how does that work out? So Bishiva ba'other Meis Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe died on the 7th of Adar, right, Upozik Man Milaredes, and the man might stop coming. We know that the man and the Ananei Kavod and the Be'er, right, were gifts, right, in Tzchus of each of Moshe's siblings, or Moshe is the man, Aaron HaKohen was the Ananei HaKavod, and Miriam was the Be'er. So when Moshe died, right, that's when the man stopped. From Mistapkin, the man should be Machisha serving Nisan. Apparently they had enough man, which is interesting, because usually they had the man for the next day. Right? Apparently here that they had enough man for a month or for 40 days or whatever, right? Until the day after Pesach, meaning the 16th of Nisan, right? Macharas Pesach, that's what it means, 16th of Nisan, after the first day after Yontif. That's what they ate right until then. So it stopped falling on Zion Adar, but they ate it until the 16th of Nisan. Tani Yidach, another Bryce says, Ubnei Yisrael achlu zaman arbaim shah, v'chei arbaim shah achlu, v'alo arbaim shah chasir shalosh miyam achlu. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Hold on one second. The Pasuk says they ate it a month for 40 years. Problem is, they didn't really eat it for 40 years. They ate it for 40 years minus 30 days. Because the Bnei Yisrael started getting the man a month after they left Mitzrayim, right? Because they had food with them, right? They had matzah, right? That's what they brought with them. Pasuk says, I said, "El lomelcha." So what? How do you do that? How do you figure out the 40 years? El lomelcha ugo shiotzim mitzrayim tamu b'hem tam man. No, so they must have tasted the tam of the man, right, in the food, right, that they brought from Mitzrayim, and therefore, right, is if they ate the man for 40 days. Okay. Tani yidach with another brayso. B'shiva ba'other meis Moshe, or b'shiva ba'other nolad. Right, we mentioned Moshe when he passed away. So he was born on the 7th, and he died right on the 7th of Adar. How do you know? Minayisha b'shiva ba'other meis. How do you know he died on the 7th? Right, the only person whose yahrzeit we have in the Torah is Aaron HaKohen. Right, that's Rosh Chodesh of the first day of the 5th month. How do you know Moshe died on the 7th of Adar? So Mishnah, the pasuk says, "Vayamas Sham Moshe Eved Hashem." Okay, v'ksiv v'yivku bnei Yisrael es Moshe barvos ma'av shloshim yom. Bnei Yisrael mourned him for 30 days. V'ksiv v'hi acharei mos Moshe Eved Hashem. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Moshe Avdi Meis, Vatar Kuma for, right? Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Ivru Bekerv Machana, Vatavos Amle More, I view a Chilochem Seda, I keep Oat Shlosh Jami, I'm not telling you what we're doing. Okay, so now we're getting to, right, we're reading Psukim, but now we're getting to the dates. Right, for in 3 days, you're going to go into Eretz Canaan, you're going to cross the Yarden. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Va'am Alumina Yarden, Vesor Lachodesh Arishon. Right, and they came up from the Yarden on the 10th. Of the first month. Okay, so that's now we have 3 days that they prepared for the journey. We have 30 days, right, that they mourned for Moshe. So to count 33 days back from by the 10th of Nisan, right, halamata shebashiva ba'adar meis Moshe. Apparently we see that Moshe died on the 7th of Adar. Okay. Umenai shebashiva ba'adar nolad Moshe. How do you know that Moshe was born on that same day? Shemar's Pasuk says, v'yamar lehem, Moshe said, I'm 220 years today. Right? He didn't have to say today. Right? Why did he say that? So Malame, it teaches us, again, allows the tzaddikim, right, to live out, right, their lives completely, right, from day to day, month to month, right, until, right, the very day that they were born. Shemba's pasuk says, "Mispar yamecha amalei," the number of days, right, I will fill, right, I will complete. Okay, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, right, again a little legato as we make our way towards the end of the first parak. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, my son was a Meron today, Baruch Hashem. So bar Yochai says the following, Shlosh mitzvos nitzav Yisrael v'chnisazan la'aretz v'nahagaz b'im ba'aretz v'im v'chutz la'aretz. B'nai Yisrael, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were commanded three mitzvos, and they apply, right, again, both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. Again, that's Chodosh, Orla, and Kilayim. Again, as we'll see in a second. The Hu Adin, right, she and Hagu, right, and it makes sense. I mean, the Kal Vachomer, right, points out that they should apply in Chutz Laretz, and not only in Eretz Yisrael, because it says like this, Uma Chadash Ein Yisur Yisur Olam Vein Yisur Yisur Hana, right, Chadash, right, the new grain, right, again, we talked about yesterday, right, the Yisur is, it's not Yisur forever, right, once you bring the Korban Omer on the 16th of Nisan, becomes mutter. Any surah is ha'ana, it's not asr ba'ana. If yesh hetter li surah, and you can make it mutter, right? Meaning that the korban, right, by the korban omer, so knowing bein baretz bein chutz laretz, and that applies everywhere, right? So kilayim, right? So kilayim for sure, which is more machmir. She isur nisra olam, which is also forever. The isur nisra hana is also isra hana. If ain't after the isur, you can't do anything about the isur whatsoever. Ain't then she nagu bein baretz bein chutz laretz. Certainly, it should apply everywhere. Hu adin la orla bishtayim, and this is true of orla, right? In two out of those three, right, scenarios, meaning that it, so which two, right? So Rashi over here, right, says, right, that it's again, it doesn't apply forever, right? Again, because orla is only for the first 3 years, right? It's usher, it's usher b'hana, and there's no way to make it mutter. So those two, right? Tosus is not so happy, right, again, because he holds again. Which one do we eliminate? We said that eventually orla will be permitted. It's only usher, right, in the first 3 years of the tree's life. Problem is, Tosus says, okay, any fruit that was born, not born, any fruit that grew in the first 3 years of the tree's life is always usher. So Tosus doesn't like that. Okay, either way. But Dachlis, that's how Rashi understands. So basically, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, right, you can learn Kal Vachomer that those three halachos, right, that Chadash and Orla and Kilayim, right, apply both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, no, not exactly. Kol Mitzvah Shem you saw Kol Dem Kinyasos on La'aretz. And I guess Ba'aretz being Chutz La'aretz. Any mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael got before they got to Eretz Yisrael, right, are shayach to both in Eretz Yisrael and not. But La'aretz Kinyasos Ba'aretz, but they got a mitzvah afterwards. Right, in the Hegesel's Ba'aretz, that's only shayach, right, to Eretz Yisrael. Chutz, except for min Hashmad Zekself and Veshilu Chavadim. Except for, right, by Shemitah, right, when we cancel debts, right, and sending out Avadim, right, every divri, right, in Yova, or Shemitah also as well. Sha'afal Bishan, it's Tavo, Lam, Lacha Knesset, and Laris, Nagas, Bain Varis, Bain Chutz Laris, except for right, those, even though that was commanded after they got in, right, still that applies, right, everywhere. So obviously he didn't list, right, the three that we mentioned before, right, Chodesh, Orla, and Kilayim. Okay, so Hashmatas Ksafim, so Gemara just says 1 second, right, Hashmatas Ksafim, Chovas Agufu, what do you mean? Canceling money that is owed, right, that's a Chovas Aguf, that's a Chova on the body, right? Right, so that's, I mean, that the chor that should be automatically in, right? Because that's what we said, that anything that's not what's it called? That should be included in any mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael were commanded right before they come, right? It's Yisrael. So Gemara says, "Look, Tzuri Galak to the Tanya." Well, it's not. We need to teach me for this, for the following. The Tanya is one of the Brisa. Rabbi Omer v'zed dvar shmita shamot. Right. This is what shmita. The deal of shmita is shamot, meaning be meshamet. Right. What does that mean? B'shtei shmita is a cousin of medaber. Right. It says those back to back. Right. It says that word twice. Right. It kind of used that phrase. Right. Shmita shamot. What is that? Acha shmita is karkav. Acha shmita is ksafim. Right. One applies to the land. One applies to the money. Right. Again, the land in the sense that what's it called? The ownership. Right. Is going to go back. To the what's it called? It's by overall. I apologize, but the shmita is the karka. I mean, obviously, the regular shmita, right, of the land, right, that you're not going to have to, you have to work it, and the shmita is yourself that you kind of give up the loans, right? The money that is owed to you. Bismach atam shamit karka atam shamit ksafim. If you have shmita d'oraisa, if shmita applies, then you have to get rid of the shmita ksafim. Then the money that is owed to you, right, is canceled. But bismach ain shmita b'shmadas karka. But if Bnei Yisrael are not in Eretz Yisrael, i.e., they're in Chutz Laaretz, so then, right, you don't have to get rid of the money, right? There's no shmadas ksafim. So again, since the shmita does not apply before they came into Israel, so the meaning is that wasn't commanded before they came to Israel, right? That would fall under the category of mitzvahs they got after they got to Israel. So therefore, you have to say that it applies both in Chutz La'aretz and elsewhere, because otherwise you would have assumed that it only applied in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'im v'makom she'tam hasham karka tam hasham k'safim. V'makom she'ain tam hasham karka ain tam hasham k'safim. Why don't we say, right, that only in a place where, meaning only applies in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, we said the drasha you just made is during the time when there's a shmatas karka, during the time when shmita applies, then you have to get rid of, right, any money that's owed to you. Then there's a shmatas k'safim. Why don't we say only in the place where shmita applies, i.e., in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to apply shmita's hashmadas ksafim, that we're going to cancel loans. Maybe that shouldn't apply, right, in Chutz La'aretz. Right, so why would we say that that does? So Gemara says, "Tamalom ki kara shmita l'Hashem mikol makom." Right, the pasuk says because an extra pasuk there teaches me it applies everywhere. Okay, so Gemara says again. Right, again, we said shmita's shliach avadim chovus agufu. Also, getting rid of your avadim right during Yovel, right, every right, that also is chovus aguf. Right, why isn't that also something that the Jews were commanded beforehand, and therefore should apply right in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz? Sorry, what does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon need to tell me that it applies everywhere? Sakatay to Chamina, so the Gemara says, because you might have thought to say, right, a whole since the pasuk says krasem dura ba'aretz, you should call freedom in the land ba'aretz in, right, against this ba'aretz, right, in the land in Eretz Yisrael. So ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo, right, that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. For time of Lomar yovel himen komakum, right, so therefore it says yovel, right, then anywhere, right, even outside of of Eretz Yisrael. I am gaining matam alam ba'aretz. Okay, fine. So fine. If you tell me that it applies everywhere, great. But why does it therefore say krasem duror ba'aretz? So the Gemara says, b'shmat ha'duror noeg ba'aretz, noeg b'chutz la'aretz. Right? Only if there is shmita, right, in Eretz Yisrael, only if they're getting rid of avadim in Eretz Yisrael, so then that applies as well as in Chutz La'aretz, right, as well. So ein dror noeg ba'aretz, but if it's not happening in Eretz Yisrael, whatever, the Jews are in Golos, so then ein noeg b'chutz la'aretz, then it does not apply, right, in Chutz La'aretz either. Okay. Should we go weiter? Maybe this is the place to hold it. All right. Yeah, I'm going to stop here. You know, it's a little bit high, but that's kind of a discussion that's going to carry on to Ahmed Aleph. Yeah, we'll call it here. Even though it's a bit of a shorter daf that way. Tomorrow is... Yeah, longer. All right, either way, it's a new Indian. We'll say, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.